All right. This was an interview with, I like her name, Kiki Curry. Kiki Curry.
It's already got a radio name. Hi, Kiki Curry here. No, yeah. Actually, it'd be like, hi, Kiki Curry here.
Yeah. Artist and inventor. And she'll tell us about her invention.
From the 34th annual USPA conference.
15 minutes.
And it is, it's pretty lively around here, though we are taping this for a future broadcast. But we like to do it live, so we're taping it live. And with us here from the Black Knight Squire G show is the Squire G, Gary Herman.
Yay!
That's kind of cool around here.
We're here. Yeah, it's the healing the earth with subtle energies. That's pretty. There's a lot going on. With us right now, we have artist and inventor of the sheeness. She'll explain that. Kiki Curry. Kiki?
Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here to talk. I see you have a table over there, and it's some pretty nice creations. So you're an artist and inventor.
Yes, I don't have my invention here. It wouldn't fit into the conference, but it's the sheeness is the female answer to a woman. When it gives the women the ability to stand and pee.
There you go.
So it works in situations like camping, road trips, anything that...
Riding in the snow.
Riding in the snow, that's for sure. You never know when you need to go. So the reason this was invented was because I used to do a lot of houseboating, and so the women would be on top of the houseboat, and we'd be camping out during the night, and the men would just go to the edge and, you know, hang hog, and the women would, you know, have to go down the stairs. And I said, you know, this time next year we're going to have our own tool. So we did. I had to go to a blow molder, and it took me a while to find a man with an open mind. I ran against many obstacles where men would say, you know, women don't need that ability. It's the only thing we have left. And
really? I mean, that's
it's the only thing that we have left. So I said, well, I'll take care of that. And then I invented the sheeness, and here we go. So women do now have the ability to stand in pee-pee. So,
here we go.
The way it is spelled is sheness, and that's sheness.com. If you want to have a look, there's some video up there that will give you the idea of what you can do with it.
I'm thinking the song that you could use to promote this would be the Ramones. It's Sheena is a punk rocker.
All right.
And so you could probably work Sheena's. Sheena's is, allows for, I don't know, I have to talk to our parodist. For that one. But.
Maybe I'll download it and put it on the website.
Yeah. So now, is this, you said blow molded, so is this like made out of glass or a plastic? Or?
It's a hard plastic.
Okay.
It stays hard. It's 12 inches long.
Well, and you know, so far.
It's every woman's dream. It's gold. What better? And it also comes in black.
Oh, well, there you go.
But the black model also has to come with wheels because...
Wheels?
Well, it's $850 for the black model because of the size. And it comes with wheels. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. They're $20, and you can order online. And I do
$30 for the rib model, I guess.
It's anatomically correct.
Actually, those go... Okay, so this is an outside device, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It has a funnel. It fits into place. And the reason for the length is because it was made for boating, and women needed the extra length to get over the side of the boat.
Over the side of the boat.
Because we didn't have the projectile that men come with, that they're born with.
The pressure.
Pressure.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
So
that's right.
It's just the drip effect. So that's why we needed the length.
So you could get a air injection device put in a... Now, wait a second. Is that where the new product comes in? You said you had a new product?
The new product completes the whole package for the woman. You know, we have to have it all. So,
that's all I've heard.
And it is called She Nuts, and that's S-H-E-N-U-T-Z. And that can be found on sheenuts.com. So the She Nuts comes in various colors and even earrings.
Now, is there a, other than earrings. Cosmetic? Oh,
you know, there's might be some other...
Is there another reason for the second one?
No.
Oh, it's just for decorative?
No. It's just for fun.
They just hang around.
Forgive the pun. Yeah, it's good for fun.
You can put them on key rings. You can give it for gag gifts. Say if a woman needs to break up with her boyfriend and she doesn't have the balls to do that, then give her some She Nuts.
You can supply them, yeah. So there
yes. And if a woman needs to, give a public speech and she's a little bit shy, just give her some She Nuts.
There you go.
Or you can give them to men, too, if they don't have the...
Well, I guess there's some out there that really don't, that could use them, right?
I think Hillary Clinton had a few pair of them. About a few dozen of them.
Well...
She doesn't need them.
No.
She has her own.
She got her own.
She didn't get them from me either.
And now, as far as what you brought here, you design, is it, I'm calling it jewelry, but is that accurate? Is it something more than, is it art? Art you wear? I mean...
I have jewelry here at the show.
So at this point, she was just talking about her art and stuff, so we got past the... So she talked about her invention, the Sheenus and the She Nuts. So anyways, your suggestion was Sheena is a punk rocker. And so I did contact Rex. And
hold on one second. You can keep talking because I'm almost ready to play it.
Yeah, and I gave Rex your suggestion. And then I also said, probably any song that had the word Venus in it. Like, you're my Venus, you're my Sheenus. And of course, Rex... who's on a different wavelength, took a different song altogether, and once again, a Rex Ungerwright masterpiece.
Oh, okay. The way you were saying it, different wavelength, I thought you were getting ready to disc him.
No.
Once again, Rex can't take direction,
He's got to actually think for himself. I have a certain thing in mind, and I'll give him that, and then he takes it, and it's like, wow. I mean, like, cool. I mean, it even comes out, he's always a step above and beyond that, what you think.
Right now he's going to get good save there, Squire. and then Rex, can't take direction where crap.
No,
he's got this silly notion he can think for himself. But anyway, we have it here. He's got a song that is based on this thing.
Yeah, it's based on the Sheenus. It's all about...
And the purpose of the Sheenus is so women could...
Stand and pee.
When the line is long at the restroom door and the wait is an hour, maybe three, you head under the stands with your Sheenus in hand, 'cause you know you can stand and pee. Woman, woman, stand and pee. Oh, oh, feel so free, just stand now. Stand and pee, just like me. When you're out on the road and you need a commode, but the ones that you find make you flee. Never fear, my dear, when your Sheenus is near. Like a man, you can stand and pee. Woman, woman, you can be vertical. wherever you go pee, it's easy.
Tell you.
Do not touch it. It is dangerous. Do not.
Rex did it again.
Oh, man. I must admit, I do like the little, what is it, stream solo?
Well, you know, it's like you got to put something in there, you know?
Yeah.
We'll have to send that to Kiki. Maybe she'll put that on her website.
Well, where else could you get such fun? Light Squire G Show. Rex Ungerreit teamed up with the Squire and his magical mystery musical
yeah.
troupe.